back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom, we've gotten a few comments already on the three favorite finishes for Michigan State. You have a favorite finish in Michigan football history?
I think I'd say a favorite finish in Michigan State. My favorite finish in history is obviously the 79 homecoming game, the Anthony
Indiana.
Carter against Indiana.
But it was Indiana. Yeah. I'll tell you why.
Because
should never been in that position.
Because tying Indiana would have been horrific. It was avoiding. It was homecoming. It was my first homecoming as an alumnus coming back to the Beta House, and we had a big party, and you know it was great, and I was feeling good about this game, and then I couldn't imagine we're going to tie Indiana here, and then AC saved the day. That's why that stands out. On a personal level, that's number one. That's above the Mercury Hayes thing or anything else that's happened down at Michigan Stadium, or even the Chris Perry touchdown or the Mario Manningham touchdown. Those are against Penn State. Doesn't compare to AC.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that was dodging a bullet.
I don't know what it says about Michigan football that a win over Indiana could be so
treasured. It wasn't the win over Indiana. It was avoiding a dastardly loss against Indiana.
You know, Lee Corso still complaints about that.
Well, LP Reed threw that ball out of bounds?
Yeah. Not at all happy with that.
So what should have happened? What was the actual ruling?
Should have been a penalty.
Was that the ruling back then?
I don't know what the ruling
was.
He
had a time. Michigan had a timeout anyway.
Why didn't he use it?
I don't know.
We know what Michigan's history with timeouts is. We don't want to go there. All right. We've been talking about Facebook and Twitter, and we want people to respond with your three favorite finishes.
We want to engage our audience more. We want to wrap their arms around us.
Tell us about Facebook and Twitter.
What about Facebook and Twitter?
Tell us about Facebook and Twitter. And people now are going to be...
Well, we have the Jack and Tom Facebook site, and there's a lot of postings on there about upcoming guests about...
The Jack and Tom Show.
The Jack and Tom Show. All I got to do is Facebook the Jack and Tom Show. On the Twitter thing, I haven't been involved with that much.
Jack and Tom 1320.
Jack and Tom 1320. Okay, you tell me about the Twitter, I'll tell you about the Facebook. But we want to get more involved, we want to get more followers.
I'm going to be tweeting, if you can believe this, today from Spartan Stadium.
You're doing something on the cutting edge of technology is a little...
Scott's rolling his eyes. He does that a lot over on the other side of the glass.
It's because I feel it actually means I'm going to be teaching you how to use Twitter during the game.
Got that right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited for that.
You and Andrea Nelson are going to have my private tutors during this game. That's what it's going to be. As if you're going to have anything else to do. Come on. It's Northern Colorado.
Play Northern Colorado.
Is they're keeping a play-by-play of this game? Come on.
Tom,
I don't think you're allowed to mock me or make fun of me for not overlooking a 1AA team.
Touche on that one, because that UMass thing was a little nerve-wracking last week. But let's go out to the phone, Jack. How about let's talk to Freeburg?
All right.
Johnny Freeburg.
Holt Rams, big winners last night. Let's bring in John Freeburg. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I did not attend the game last night.
Oh, my word.
It was my daughter's birthday, so I had to stay home.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got to pass.
Got to get your priorities straight.
You got to pass. All right.
That's good. That's good. But they won.
I've been receiving some papers from my wife, if you know what I'm talking about. I did not attend the game.
So. All right.
Something real disappointing for me here in the last couple days.
Yeah.
Found out about my Michigan State season basketball tickets.
Yeah.
And my only option is to move up to the top six rows of the arena. Man.
Top?
You just
six
found out?
Rows.
Yeah, like, well, actually.
What do you mean? You
like
just found
week.
Out. They had the whole process.
I know, but last week, I mean, that's when I found out. They were going through all the other people, and then, you know, since I don't contribute much money to the university.
Like, what do you mean by not much?
None.
I mean, don't you realize
I knew that was coming?
That at Michigan State is no different than any other place. You got to serve up the coin, baby, or else they're sending you to the rafters.
You know what? It beats the parking lot, John.
They don't reward any kind of loyalty, that's for sure.
How many years in a row do you have season tickets?
30 years.
30. Okay, how do you feel about Michigan State now that they're throwing you out of the arena because you're not serving up some dollars?
I'm not throwing them out of the arena.
Well, they're pushing them up to the rafters. You might as well stay on one.
You think there aren't other people who've been there 30 years who paid a lot of money? Should they be rewarded for that?
I'll tell you
I'm
what,
sorry,
I'm
John.
I
can't be with you on this one.
You always apologize for Michigan State.
No, I don't.
You irritate the hell
no,
out of me.
I don't.
You never say anything negative about
Michigan. Michigan does the same thing.
Oh, I understand.
Except you. You pick up the phone and you call your buddy in the ticket department. You get better seats. You did. You picked up the phone. You got better seats. Did you increase your contributions?
Well,
did you give more money to the university?
I'm contributing enough as it is.
How much have you contributed?
$750 a year.
So is everybody else.
Actually, $1,000.
So is everybody else.
That's not true.
Have they contributed more than you or less than you?
That's not true.
Have they contributed more than you or less than you?
42 years.
Have you contributed?
Thank you, Freeberg.
All right. Hey, John, you can come and you can sit with me a game or two. How's that?
That's good because I don't think I'm going to renew my tickets. I don't
want to sit up to renew your tickets. John, you're number one in the nation.
I don't think I am. I think I'm going to have to watch the games on TV.
Take that money and get a 42-inch.
That's how
you know you can get great seats. If you want to get good seats, you can go to Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor. Now, they're making it smaller, I understand. So when they do that, it's going to be harder to get seats if they shrink it down to like 1,500 or whatever.
You want me to go on a rant on Michigan basketball? Give me 15 minutes uninterrupted, okay? Nobody talk but me.
You know
hey,
who?
Tom, one last thing. Yeah. Congratulations to your son and the Trojans. That was a big win for them over there.
Yeah,
rival.
It was a nice win. Okemos came back, but they got to quit learning. They got to learn how you can't hold. Yeah, they had three holding calls on one play. So they got to fix that.
They wanted to be sure they saw it.
Yeah,
you do it three times, chances are good.
Yeah.
They're going to spot it.
I never saw so much laundry in one play in my entire life.
I thought you were at the laundromat.
Yeah,
right?
But they got a big game with Grand Ledge next week, and they got to get ready for it. So
Grand Ledge, very tough team this year.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. So
thanks so much, John. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Wow, that's an issue. That's an issue.
Well, you knew someone was going to get moved. If people are going to be rewarded for their money that they have contributed, and it's been a long time, Tom, since they have done this process.
This is no different than the NHL or NBA. You know, you got all the fat cats with the money.
No, you know, I am not an elitist by any stretch of the imagination.
Sometimes you are.
No. As far as money, I think money is way overvalued. I think it's way too important in our society, and it should be taken out of the political process, and I am not a fan of paying.
But it sure is brought into the seat assignment process at Michigan State University.
And it is everywhere else. Every other university, including the University of Michigan, except
for
you.
Not for basketball.
No, you can go and you can order a section. Call up right now. They say, would you like section 7 or section 9? Help yourself.
Two hot dogs and a couple pretzels along with it.
Throw it in. All right. We will be back, and we're going to be talking with St. John's High School coach Dave Marigy after Red Wings' big win over Mason and Bulldogs coach Jerry Van Havel. The act of sportsmanship for the season.